The locations of shelters for battered women are kept secret for safety reasons. So to get to one, I meet the shelter director at another location, and we drive there.
We are right now pulling up to the shelter.
A female security guard unlocks the gate. The director looks suspiciously at two motorcycles parked outside and asks about them. She's relieved to hear they belong to the staff. Inside the house, there's a smell of fried food. Five women eat at a table with a handful of kids. Outside, one mom holds her infant daughter while pushing her son on a swing. The woman says she arrived at the shelter 4 days earlier.
Su papá de ellos me pegaba, me insultaba. Yo nunca hacía nada.
We came here because the father of my children hit me, insulted me, but I didn't do anything, she says. We're not revealing the woman's name so her partner won't find her. No one in her family knows she's here. She fled home with just a dollar in hand and no plan. A stranger found her and her kids on the street and helped them. That's more than the police did, she says.
La policía dijo que había muchas mujeres como yo.
She says the police told her they see a lot of women like her filing complaints against their husbands. They said the process was a waste of time and that she should go home. So that's what she did. Then, earlier this month, a 25-year-old woman was brutally killed in Mexico City, allegedly by her husband.
Ingrid Escamilla, una joven de 25 años que fue asesinada.
It became national news.
Por su pareja, el pasado fin de semana.
The young mom wondered, could that be me one day?
Pero al final, la violencia crecía más. A lo mejor dentro de unos años.
The violence against me was getting worse, she says. I could be that woman on TV. In Mexico, the murder of girls and women because of their gender is known as femicide. It's similar to the idea of a hate crime in the U.S. And the number of reported femicides in Mexico is rising, up 10% in 2019 from the year before. There are protests over this now in Mexico, and it's becoming a political crisis for President Andrés Manuel López Obrador.
No quiero que el tema sea nada más lo del feminicidio.
The president said he didn't want the only topic to be about femicides. Some activists saw these comments as dismissive and in line with his policies. Since taking office in 2018, he's cracked down on funding for programs that support women, from shelters to government-supported daycare. The president said the nonprofits that run them aren't transparent and that it would be better to give money to women directly.
A mí me parecía que yo estaba viviendo en una realidad paralela porque
Wendy Figueroa Morales oversees a network of shelters for women across Mexico. She says she never expected to see these actions from a leftist president. Funding for shelters has been slashed, like the one I visited. Now, instead of six social workers and nurses, it has just two.
Eso habla de una visión totalmente sesgada y te das cuenta cómo regresa.
Figueroa Morales says the government is regressing on women's rights, even though on paper, Mexico has many laws to protect women. They're just not enforced. One nurse who works at the women's hospital in Mexico City told me about a woman who was dumped there by her boyfriend. The woman was in shock because a hairbrush had been inserted in her vagina.
Ya no tenía forma su vagina, como que estaba desformado.
The nurse says the woman's vagina was shapeless, deformed, and she was bleeding. But instead of showing the woman compassion, the hospital staff talked about her with disgust.
Era como de, ay, pues pues ella ha de haber estado bien.
Comments like, the girl must have been really drunk not to have noticed. The women's hospital said it had no knowledge of the incident. On its website, it says women who've suffered violence should receive professional intervention that doesn't trivialize their trauma. The nurse, she says she never got a day of training about gender-motivated violence. It's supposed to be a hospital for women, to help women, she says. But confronted with this kind of situation, the staff is indifferent. And for some women in Mexico, the fight to stay alive can feel like a living death sentence. Like one mom, who's been living in shelters for 2 years with her son, changing locations every 3 months to avoid detection. Her husband works for the government, and she's terrified he'll use his connections to find them. I ask her, what's next?
Es lo que no sé, y es lo que a veces me llena de desesperanza, de terror, porque no sé cómo va a terminar esto. No lo sé.
I don't know, she says. It's what fills me with despair and terror, because I don't know how this will end. For the world, Emily Green, Mexico City.